This discussion was the introduction through chapter 3.
To have a completely, completely random and unbiased sample, it would be extremely, extremely difficult and extremely expensive. Like, expensive to a point where you couldn't even
pay for it. Well, it depends on how you're...
But then, what it also said was, like, as a substitution for that, an economical substitution for that, you'd have to get samplings from, like, 7 different groups.
Yes.
Yeah.
7-plus different groups. But then, because of the people that are in those groups, like, they can't, like, keep track of, like, what their economic status is, what their social status is, and, like, who they are as, like, people. Like, that's what they can't do all the time is, like, figure out who these people are and how that affects their opinion.
I mean, like, I disagree with, like, the stuff that they said about how expensive it is. I mean, like, obviously if you're trying to sample the whole United States, you don't have to be sampling. I mean, like, when you take a sample, you take a small piece of it. But you don't have to, like, if you're not sampling something that big, like, obviously if it's that big, it's, like, really hard. But, like, if I wanted to sample SLA students, we could totally put the names on a list and pick 50, and that'd be an appropriate sample because it'd be completely random out of the set that we have. So, like, obviously, like, if you're waiting at a train station, you have to think about who's going to be at the train station and all that kind of thing. But if you're actually looking for out of the people at a train station, what are these, then that's a perfectly fine sample, I think. You know, like...
But then one of the chapters, it was saying something about, like, how if it depends on the person who's interviewing, like, the people, because they can, like, they can feel more comfortable towards, like, some people and, like, not with others. And that's what I found, like, interesting.
That was really weird. That reminded me, like, how they, I think it was saying that there were 2 white people and 1 black person that was, like, asking the questions for these interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, and I believe this was taken, the survey that was in the book was taken many years ago, so, you know, black people felt more comfortable telling, you know, another black person the truth.
Yeah.
While, if they were asked by a white person, then they would answer in a way that could please a white person.
Yeah.
To the black person, so.
So it's sort of biased.
I mean, but there's ways you can, like, I don't know, like, there's things, like, I feel like that's an issue, but there's things you can do about it. Like, you can make it anonymous. Like, if I wanted to survey the people...
So that has to be online.
Right, well, no, but it could be online. But if it's online, then you're sampling only the people that are online. But that's fine if that's the sample you're trying to get. If your sample is people who are online who are willing to answer this thing, then that's a fine sample of those, you know, like...
But then those are the people that are willing.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, so what I'm saying is that, like, there's ways to do it, but it's hard to do it.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know, but that's why I'm saying, like, it depends on how big it is. Because if, like, I wanted to sample my preschool class, like, of, like, let's
say... But
then
that's your preschool class.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's that it's easier if it's a small group. It's, like, if you're trying to do that big a thing, then it is really hard. But, like, that's why it's not really very good for very big groups. But it is good if you're trying to just get a sample of something very, very specific. Like, I wanted to sample the girls in our senior class, and I... were to randomly pick on the list, that would be an appropriate sample.
Yeah.
As long as we had, like, you know, and you'd have to do things like have a paper, and they'd have to fill it out on our paper, but it'd still be, you know, an appropriate.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay, let's talk about, like, the second chapter when they were, like, faking the data and stuff. Not faking the data.
Oh, how, like, an average,
how, like,
a loose meaning?
Yeah, like, and how, like, they'd, like, do the testing, like, 5 times and then pick the one that gave them the results they actually wanted.
Or they're talking, like, about a specific average. Like, either you're talking about just a median or you're talking about, like...
And we talked about that.
I feel like median could possibly... And you guys can definitely disagree with me on this, but I feel like
Yeah, we're still recording.
But I feel like a median could be probably the most... One of the most deceiving averages. Mm-hmm.
I think that the mode is the most deceiving, because, like...
Well, I think that can be deceiving as well, but, like, at the same time, it gives you more of those numbers, while median is just, like, one number.
But, like, let's say at the place where I work, right, everyone has a different salary, because, well, you're paid by hour, so it's salary, I think, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it depends on if you have your, like swimming, like, if you're a lifeguard, and what if how long you've been working there, and so and it changes by like a quarter. So like it's all about the same, but it's all different, right? Mm-hmm. And the only people that are paid wages, like not wages, like consistent amounts, are like the directors. So all the directors are paid like 3,500. So that would be the most, because there's five people that are paid 3,500. But that's out of like 60 counselors, and all of the 60 other counselors are paid entirely different numbers that vary from like $6 to $9. Mm-hmm. Oh, but they're all very different. True. So like,
I think it depends, though. I think it depends. Like from the way I read it with this whole thing about average, like I felt as though the actual, what is it called?
The arithmetic mean.
Yeah, the mean. Mm. The mean is more deceiving than others. Like yeah, median and.
Because people don't actually use the mode. People don't usually use the mean.
The average
would be sneaky.
Yeah.
Another thing that they talked about was, like, how, or what the book said was that, like, results could be skewed. Like, either skewed left or right. And they would only take what was in the majority.
Mm-hmm.
So they would take that, and then everything that was in, like...
The tail.
The tail part would just not matter. And it would be thrown to the side.
That's like, there was this test done by a cosmetic company. I can't remember what it was, but it was in the newspaper because they got in, like, a little bit of trouble because it's not, like, technically illegal what they did, but it's, like, really frowned upon. It's, like, worse than when they were talking about how, like, if you were to flip 10 coins and do it 10 times until you got, like, the results you wanted to, like, prove a point, you know? Mm-hmm. They did something kind of like that. They did, like, a test with, like, 1,000 people, and it came out that their cosmetic company was, like, good, but, like, it wasn't, like, that great for, like, improving skin. And so what they did is, like, they picked people who didn't have good results, and they were, like, they didn't even run the test again. They picked that person. They're, like, that person's results don't count because they live in an area with a lot of fumes. And so they got rid of those results because they didn't, like, count because they weren't, like, controlled or whatever. And they made excuses for, like, getting rid of all these different results. Like, that person's results don't count because they didn't use it every day, twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And they forgot one of the days. Or this person doesn't count because she has a different skin type.
So and you're canceling out everything.
They got rid of everything until it was like 96% of the people mm-hmm. had good results. But it wasn't actually like that. It was like maybe like 52. But like they changed it so much, they got rid of so many people.
Kind of fun. That's like business. That's what they do for commercials when they're advertising mm-hmm. and an object or like toothpaste.
Another thing was like that they're not necessarily wrong. Like, with the whole mm-hmm. toothpaste thing, they're not necessarily, like, what they have...
Like, this is more
it's
legal
It's not wrong.
Than what,
it's just only part of
yeah.
what they have.
Yeah, the problem that, with the cosmetic thing that I just talked mm-hmm. about was that it was, like, super wrong. Like, that's messing with the statistics, like, completely. Whereas, like,
there's
other people, like, they're talking about it correctly. They're just misrepresenting it.
Yeah, so it's, like, part of it is not there because they're just not... It's there, but they're not talking. They're not talking about this.
It's
part.
Like
it's like the skewed.
Have you ever seen,
talking about the tail?
Have you ever seen those that like they'll be like they'll show for instance like the juice commercials on TV and it'll be like a bar graph of like the leading brand and then like their brand
and
it'll be like this.
Yeah.
Right? It'll be like one is super low and one is like really high. But what that actually is, it's like a zoomed out. It's a really zoomed in picture to that very top. If you were to zoom out, it could be off by like 1 point.
Yeah.
You know, like but they zoom it in so it looks like it's such a difference.
Yeah.
And they're allowed to do that because it's technically not wrong.
It's just deceiving, but
exactly,
like
it's deceiving.
Yeah.
And like if you look on if you look in the newspapers, they have like graphs that are super like
I remember we actually had an assignment.
Mm-hmm,
we had an assignment with the graphs, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That
was funny. And I thought it was interesting what he was saying about like how like if you wanted to like have like really like showing results like wow it proved something you would like have a small amount like
mm-hmm.
a small group like basically the opposite of everything we talked about like a like to have good you do the opposite so like you have a really small group of things
so like if you had 4 and 3 people said they liked it
right
again.
And then you're like 75% of the people liked it and like they did it like and then the fact that they did it again and again until they got their answer it's like wow that's bad science
yeah
or they could pick people from like a certain
mm-hmm.
like area like if you know, you'd go down to the South if you were looking for...
People who...
Yeah. For Republicans or something.
Yeah.
Did you say anything about, like,
They did.
They did? Oh, okay.
I think I knew what you were going to say. You were going to say something about, like, politics, right?
Or no.
No? Okay,
no.
Because they had something about that.
No, I was going to say about, like, did you say anything about, like, what's considered, like, an actual sample...
Oh.
Like, sample space?
Sample.
people.
In the third chapter, they talked about it, but they talked about how, like Isabel was saying, it was, like, expensive to get a good sample and, like, how...
To get an accurate, like, completely random sample.
I feel like I missed that. Okay.
And I thought it was, like, really showing, like, remember back in the elections when, like, they kept saying Obama was, like, gonna, like, lose and all the Republicans were like, oh my god, look, we're so in the lead. Obama is in our dust. And, like, of course, the only people on, like, Fox News, like, poll sites are gonna be, like, hardcore Republicans. Mm-hmm. Like, why even bother?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, I said that, like, in one of the newspapers, like, different people read those newspapers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, there was, like, actually a lot of controversy about it because, like, we were, like, deceiving ourselves. Like, did you hear about that at all? Like, they had these graphs, and they were so different depending on which website you were on. Like, they had, like, the running... It was, like, we are now, like, in the lead.
Each,
like,
website differed.
Like, it was, like, and there was, like, a lot of, like, people, like, being mad about it, and all the Republicans, like, well, not all of them, but a lot of them were really angry after Obama was elected because they were, like, it's fake, like, mm-hmm. obviously, look at this data.
Yeah, they
data.
Didn't believe they that didn't he believe won. It. Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. And that's,
Yeah.
Another thing that I remember from the, book, something about, like, Harper's News and, like, the, Today something, whatever, and, like, how people only pick certain, like, during surveys, like, they pick the things that they are more, I don't know, they have more exposure to, like, if they, I mean, they don't have to know about, like, all of them, but they just, like, pick on.
Yeah, but that's also how it affects, like, people's opinions.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that could be environment-wise, or it could be, like, I don't know, just what you work mm-hmm. with, I guess. And also what you read. I mean, like, what you read is totally different than what someone else could read. Like, some people might like People's Magazine, mm-hmm. but some people might like Vogue. Like, yeah. There's different yeah. things, and once you are influenced by something, it affects. Makes it very biased in general.
Mm-hmm. I thought about the bias and, like, what was really, I don't know, like, I guess, like, we all knew it, but it was, like, really funny to see it seen. It was, like, the fact that, like, people might do a certain thing, and even if you get to them, they might not answer correctly. Like, how he's talking about, like, how, like,
yeah.
like, people were lying about which magazines they read because, like, they're a little bit snobbish, and they don't want to admit that they read, like, that
yeah.
magazine, even though that magazine has so many more copies being sold or mm-hmm. whatever. And, like, you know how, like, have you ever read those statistics, and it's, like, 93% of women wash their hands, and only 2% of men wash their hands, and you're, like, oh. But you have to think about, like, compared to the men who are willing to admit that they don't wash their hands, what women are going to be willing? Like, even if they didn't, like, would you...
Yeah.
Would,
like,
you say
yeah.
that
or, like,
you don't,
and, like,
wash
people,
your hands?
It's like, don't think your man is cheating. Only 8% of men admit to cheating. And you're like, well, like, exactly, admit to cheating. You know, like, what does
yeah.
that actually mean? Are you going to admit to People Magazine
yeah.
that you cheated? Like, that's,
yeah.
like...
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
People can lie anytime they want.
Exactly. That's
mm-hmm. So you can't really lie.
Well, then that's, like, going with the majority... That, like, following a majority is what people think please others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, like, mainstream music. Like, people listen to that because it's what
yeah.
everybody listens to.
Yeah.
yeah.
But I think it's more than that. It's, like, self-consciousness and, like worry about, other people finding out. Like, even though it's, like, controlled, like, it's not like they're going to publish the names, even though it's, like, anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you talk about how, like, people are concerned, like, if they lied on their tax returns, they're gonna lie again
yeah.
because they don't want it to, like, them be caught, even though it's anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they, like, and, I mean, like, we've all felt that way, like, you just don't want to admit to it or whatever, because, like, it might come back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think that, like, it's not just, like, telling people what they want, it's, like, or, like, because everyone is doing it, so you're gonna do it, too. I think it's also, like, self-consciousness, like...
Yeah.
Or you maybe are ashamed and, like, you don't want to admit it to yourself or whatever. I don't know. That part was really interesting to me because it's, like, even if you get the good sample or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you might still not have a good stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good results.
I mean, good results. Like, even if I were to corner down all, like, 50 people that I want to interview and they're the perfect 50 people to interview,
mm-hmm.
I still might not get the
correct
stuff. I still mm-hmm. might not get good data.
Mm-hmm.
And next week.
And next week will be from chapter 4 through chapter 7. Stay tuned.
This is a discussion of chapters 4, 5, and 6 in the book How to Lie with Statistics by Darrell Huff.
Okay. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm
So chapter 4 is actually a lot like the other chapters that we read, especially with chapter 3 and chapter 2. It's about how statistics aren't always correct because they don't think about other factors. So if we look back to the IQ thing, they don't actually pay attention to like the artistic ability, the creative ability. They just focus on what your intellect says.
Yeah, and what those numbers mean changes. They had that stuff about how like it's well, first of all, it's based off an average.
Yeah.
So it's not even, like, a real thing. It's just, like, it's not like the SATs, like, this is right and that's wrong. It's, like, you could be really, really genius, but you could still be if everyone else is really genius. Or if
not.
Right. You know, and then you also have to think about, like, who's taking this test? Like, only people who care a lot. So I would say only people who are generally, like, smart. You know? And then there was, like, other things that I thought was really interesting about how, like, you know, the deviations, they were included and it wasn't, like... That's not your number. It's like kind of like a range.
Oh yes, yeah, so
yeah,
it's like
the
plus
probable
or minus
error.
Range.
Uh-huh.
And I liked it how they were like, oh, like Peter is not inferior. In fact, he's possibly superior. And I was like, no, that's Peter.
Yeah. Wait, how does that even work? Like, I was confused because I was like, so you add or subtract 3 or
it's like it's like
there's not 3%.
There could be a possibility that like you're 3.
Is that how
that,
it is?
Like, it's like or you're 3.
Yeah. It's just, like, what they're saying is that, like if you get, like, a 101, like, that's great and all, but, like, actually, because of, like, chance and things,
mm-hmm.
you could, and because of, like, the way that that kind of thing is done, the way it's not, like, an answer, it's, like, a average of other people, that 101 could be actually 3 points higher, or it could be 3 points lower. It's, like, a range that they're talking about, which I thought was cool.
So, wait, if what is his name,
Peter and Linda,
right? Peter, so Peter's was 98, and Linda's was 101 or something. And then, if Peter was...
So, but if Peter's was actually, like, chance had put him lower than he was, so if Peter got the plus 3,
yeah.
he'd be at 101.
Yeah, so
and
it
if,
would be equal.
Right, be equal. And if Linda, at the same time, was overestimated, and she should actually be 3 points lower, then she would be 98, and he would be 101. So they're just showing how, like, it actually, like, shows
how it actually
it
comes out to be in the end.
And he said that...
How it comes out to be in the end, that's what they mean with, like, adding and subtracting the 3.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I really like the pictures in these chapters. They're really funny. And there was that, I don't know, was that chapter 6 where they talked about the pictures?
Yeah,
yeah. Well, that was kind of, I mean, it was kind of chapter 5 and chapter 6. Chapter 5 was about making graphs look different than they actually are.
Mm-hmm.
And then chapter 6 was, instead of using graphs, using
pictures,
like objects.
Whatever. Yeah. And I thought, because I never, like, I never realized that when they do that, like, I never even thought about it. Like, it was so clear that, like, when they do double the size of something,
mm-hmm.
they don't
oh,
draw
yeah.
double it. They
mm-hmm.
draw, like, quadruple or whatever.
Yeah.
And I, like, I never even, like, when I look at those pictures, I never thought, like, oh, that's actually double. I thought it was just, like, an image, like, representation, like, catch your eye. I didn't realize that, like, people use that to try to, like, give false messages.
I think it goes with, like, commercial-wise, too. Like, we talked about in the discussion last week
mm-hmm.
about how, like, companies try to use, I don't know, deceiving graphs and like pictographs to like show that they're better or whatever to like I don't know. Remember when we talked about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we did. We talked about how like the orange juice was like
yeah.
they were like zooming in on their graphs so that like you couldn't see the part where actually it was only off by like 0.1. It was like they zoomed in so much it looked like a huge difference. They have that with like the face behind that got stretched.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was really funny.
I think there was another one that was like, if you zoom in like crazy, then it would look like there's a drastic change. But if you zoom out, it's really just this little tiny bump.
Yeah, and like it means that like the reporters can give like whatever title they want, and I think it's as much a use for like the different businesses to like sell their products as it is for like news to have like inflammatory news. Because, like, like a little line isn't as good looking as like a drastic changing thing.
Yeah. I feel like a typical person who's reading something, say from a magazine or a newspaper, doesn't really pay attention to like the difference of how like this is showing us. Intervals, how if you're zooming out, zooming in. Like personally, me myself, like I don't really look into it unless it's like an assignment. Like look at
but
it. Like
that's,
I never really. Look
that's
at
the
that
point. It's because like you don't look at it. You don't look at the fact that it doesn't start at zero. You look. You just look and you see the line, and you're not gonna pay attention to the fact that like actually the y-axis is like increasing by 0.02, and that's what like. That's what's so such a big issue is like people don't look that into it because they're not researching, they're just reading, and then they get
like a normal person, like a normal person wouldn't think of doing that either way.
Yeah.
Like why would they just like
take their
like,
time
to?
Yeah. And like
that's what. That's why people use it as an advantage to deceive the normal people, I guess.
Yeah.
The book press.
I don't know, I thought it was, like, also, there was this stuff, I think, earlier in the chapter where they talked about the cigarette company and how the cigarette company had to, like, was forced to stop advertising a certain way because actually, like, the thing that they had found out was negligible.
Oh, yeah,
nicotine or something like that.
Gold.
Yeah.
It's, like, old gold.
I thought that was,
old
like,
gold.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I
old
mean,
gold, yeah.
I don't know. And also how the one company was doing the studies where they would like correlate things differently, like they make it like or like I don't know, they would like you know, like the variables thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like where like there's like the hidden variables or like lack of connection, like the fact that it's the nighttime doesn't necessarily mean that there's more car crashes. It's just maybe more people drive during the night. And that kind of thing. I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so chapter 6 is talking about how images are being used, how they're exaggerated, how one image may be stated as that it's 2 times bigger, but really it's more than 2 times bigger.
It's like 4 times.
Yeah. And pretty much it's just exaggeration, kind of like persuasion to get the point across that they want to get to the audience.
I mean, and also I thought it was kind of funny how he said that like people might just think cows are bigger now, because that's honestly like that's what I first thought. I was like, really? Like our cows? Like even if it was
rhinos.
Even if, like, the cow, like, that cow looks like it's 3 times bigger across, maybe 3 times bigger tall ways, so, like, if they're saying 3 times bigger, but our cow's really, like, 3 times bigger, like, is that a thing? I was, like, really confused. I was like, really? And then I read it, and I was like, hey, true stuff.
I mean, it's all based off of I guess, what you could say is an accurate set of data. So you have this graph that, it's accurate, but then when you turn it into a picture, you kind of have that opportunity to make it something that it's really not, but yet they're still taken as something that is valid.
Yeah.
Because people don't really, you know, they don't want to take the time to worry about it too much, and it's because it's like, it's a picture, so why not believe it?
And it's unfortunate, because pictures are a really good way to get words across, so things that you wouldn't be able to say in, like, other ways, like... Like, when you're trying to understand, like, what, like, $2 trillion is, it's hard. You know, like, we had those pictures in history that we would look at for, like, what a billion is versus a trillion versus a million. So, like, you can really understand, like, what it really is. Because, like, a billion is not 2 million. It's, like, a whole other series of zeros more. Which is, like, hard to understand. And so there was, like, this picture of, like, the watts of money. And it really got the idea across. But, like, if that kind of thing can be, like, fucked with, excuse my language, farted with, I said fart, then, you know, it makes it a lot harder to trust those things, and I don't know, now I'm wondering.
I found it clever that the name of the method is rhymes with, I can't even say this word, rhinosaur, rhinos,
how do you say that word?
Rhinoceros.
Yeah.
Okay. In conclusion, chapter 4 dealt with how there are other factors you should be considering when interpreting images on graphs, and chapter 5 talks about how graphs are being zoomed in and zoomed out to make them seem bigger or smaller when they're really, there's a smaller change. And chapter 6, the last chapter, talks about how pictograms are misinterpreted and exaggerated. Just how everything is exaggerated. And the typical person doesn't see that it is. Yeah.
For our next time, we are going to be reading through to the end of the book. So that'll be a really good discussion. See you then.
It's going to be a long one.
Hello, lovely listeners. This is a discussion of chapters 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we will begin with chapter 7, which is entitled The Semi-Attached Figure, which discusses how in statistics there are misleading factors in certain, with certain missing information. It begins with an example of how, I'm not so sure how to pronounce it, Nostrum, is that how you pronounce it? How Nostrum cures colds, but it can be published as that it cures all germs.
Yeah. It reminded me of like a saying my dad says, which is, with medicine, you can cure a cold in a week, but without medicine, you have to wait a week until it's over. And he says it, and sometimes he'll use like, with medicine, you can cure a cold in 7 days, but without medicine, you have to wait a week. So, you know, like, yeah, exactly. So, like, it doesn't matter. It's useless. And I thought that was like this, because...
And I think a big part of this chapter was about how, like, you can prove something, but using something else.
Prove in quotation marks.
Yeah, like, when we talked about, like, well, when the book talked about killing germs in, like, a test tube, it killed most of it, but they didn't actually say if it was the same on skin. So it was things like that where it's, you're basically saying it does work, but we don't know if it works in this specific thing.
It's like, this person was reviewing, like, a cancer thing, and they were like, this certain treatment killed cancer cells in a petri dish. Like, look, it's so great, it killed cancer cells in this petri dish. And the person was like, yeah, but so does taking a gun and shooting the petri dish kill some of the cells. Like, but, like, and?
Uh-huh.
So, it's not like you're gonna shoot yourself forever, you have cancer. So, I think it's, like, people, like, tying, like, inconsequential things, like, whether on purpose or by accident.
And there was another example, which is a little bit different. It was talking about how more people get into car crashes at 7 p.m.
Yeah,
I thought that
was funny.
Or, 7 p.m. and 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And the reason for that was just because more people are driving at 7 p.m. than they are at a.m.
Yeah.
So it's not really a statistic. It's just
like a F, like, okay.
And there's more factors to it. There's the, like, well, that it's dark outside and all this other stuff.
I mean, and also like, the fact that, I mean, really similar, they say that, like 80% of accidents happen within 10 miles of home, but, like, how often are you driving farther than 10 miles from your house? You know? So, okay, like, yeah, but that's because you're just driving, like, 3 miles or, like, 2 miles or half a mile even to the grocery store, like, especially if you live in a city, like, when are you driving 10 miles away?
Yeah.
I like the example of blacks versus whites and how they have getting jobs. I find that, like, interesting because, like, they'll have a large sample of people, but they will do it in intervals, and it'll seem like people are being, in the end it'll seem just like people are being racist.
Wait, was that in this chapter?
It doesn't necessarily mean that, because there are also other people who say that blacks just have the same opportunity as whites do in the workforce.
It depends on the person you're talking to. That's what it is.
This is like how they can hide certain little things and take it away.
Yeah.
Make it seem like everyone is giving this final opinion on whatever.
So that whole thing is called the semi-attached
figure.
And there's a lot of semi-attached figures, and I think that it's something that people try to use a lot, and it'll be like...
Definitely.
I mean, okay, but... And chapter 8 was called Post Hoc Rides Again. And that was about, that was a lot about more of the same. And also how people will willfully try to find a fact out of a solution.
Or a cause.
So you have... an idea, and you have something, maybe a really good statistic, but then your conclusion is really, really false. Or the writers won't make the conclusion, but they'll write it in such a way that the reader will.
Mm-hmm. And that was the whole A and B thing that was B happened, and so A is following.
Yeah.
But A may have caused B, and that brought up the whole smoking thing that was if you smoke, you have lower grades, but.
Mm-hmm.
They also said that, if you have lower grades, that, kind of makes you want to smoke them.
Or maybe it's completely separate. Maybe it's, maybe it's a culture. Maybe, kids who are okay with getting bad grades are okay with smoking, and kids who are, overachievers or whose parents put that in them as a good thing.
They're overgeneralized.
There's, so many things.
Factors, so I feel like it's more so, factors behind these statistics, theory, I guess.
And this is where that comic was that I was going to show you guys and we couldn't load it. It's really funny. So, you know how, back, a while ago, right when cell phones, first, right when, we were in sixth grade and everyone had a cell phone for the first time, you know, or maybe, you didn't, but, basically everyone did. I had to share one with my sister. By the way, sharing a cell phone is terrible.
I had my first cell phone in
okay, but anywho, so they were saying that cell phones cause cancer, because they were your ear and they're radio signals. Right, and they were look at this, look, cancer has gone up since then, and so this person was critiquing that, and they made a comic. It's XKCD. I think Mr. Miles might even have showed it to us in the beginning of the year. I love XKCD, and it's a graph since the 1700s. Of when they first discovered cancer. So, of course, cancer is then going up since the 1700s.
Right.
And then cell phones start in, 2000. And they're by this research, I beg to differ. Cell phones don't cause cancer. Cancer causes cell phones.
What?
And I thought that was way funny.
It's because of cancer, we have cell phones.
Yeah.
Basically, A and B are... There will be... there will always be a third fact.
And I feel it's also something we have to be careful about, because we're always trying to make correlations between things, and we should, I don't know, I think it's a good warning, we can't I don't know, when you're doing research projects and you're trying to come up with a thesis, and you can be this is a thing, I know with my capstone I was trying to write the this was a thing because of this,
mm-hmm.
and then I realized no. I can't just say that. I'm not, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. Just because they both exist doesn't mean that they're causal
mm-hmm.
in either way.
Okay, this is chapter 9, how to statisticulate.
That's inappropriate. I was being nosy.
So this chapter, I feel to me, it was more about another visual thing. The first thing they really talk about is, the darkening shadow. Where they can use things like maps, where they can shadow certain things and it looks like a lot, but then they don't actually pay attention to a population per se. They could be covering
30 states, but they don't pay attention to how many people are in those states. And then for another thing, they could shadow two states, but those states could be, like, have a big population.
Yeah. Also, I feel like a lot of this was talking about how, like, they were really being tricky, like, on purpose. Like, not just, like, I feel like in previous chapters, it was like, look, data, and now we're going to stretch it in some direction, or we're going to, like, make some generalization that's kind of, like, distant. But I feel like in this chapter specifically, they were, like...
All the pictograms.
Yeah, they were really getting... And the one about the family, I thought was the most ridiculous. Like, the fact that they could get away with, like, saying that the average family makes how much money. I was shaking my head, like, so, okay, like, I can see how, like, in a very, like, Spock kind of logical way, it might make sense, but at the same time, it makes zero sense, because, like, they took the average, like, income, and, like, or the average income, and then they divided it over, like, everyone in the states, and then they, like, multiplied it by four, because, like, the average family is four people, but, like, no, that's not how it works. Like, first of all, like, and then they had a picture later about, like, how to have, like, this much money. Just, like, have 13 kids, because apparently they're all making money. Like, I don't know. I thought it was really stupid. Like, and then they could get away with that.
Another thing that I remember was,
And it took so much
work. Remember when, they were talking about how, they had a group of people, and then they had another group of people, like, an additional group of people, and then, like, they took the average out of that, and then they add the average to the... other average, which is not correct, but that's what they said. And I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, with, like, the impressive statistics, they stood out more than, like, the ones that didn't really matter as much.
And I think that the big thing with this, that, like, it's not, like, people, like, this is people trying to be wrong. Like, this is people purposefully... Like, not just, like, letting you, like, not even, not even just, like, letting you make wrong assumptions. Some of these are, like, they themselves purposely doing stuff that they were probably taught not to do, and then they're like, oh, well, like, I'm a sneaky reporter or something.
Is there any, like, legal thing behind what they do?
Well, the problem is, like, because, like, theoretically, it, like, might kind of work.
It's more of a moral thing.
It's, like, a moral thing. And it's, like, one of those things, like, if the public finds out, like, as they are, maybe it wasn't as big a thing as, like, you know, it should have been. But, like, when people find out about that, they're angry. But, like, legally, there's nothing wrong with what they did. They just made up their own way of doing it. They talked about how you have to publish what kind of statistic it is or what method you used of finding something. Mm-hmm. And they made up their own method. Which is ridiculous. God, and then they said that they did it under their own method, so that's legal, and that's legal. Mm-hmm. But it's still, like, not fair.
I mean, I was a little bit confused with this whole... There was a scenario that was, like, a per capita thing.
Yeah, that's...
Like, the family's annual income.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about, because... Yeah.
No, I mean, I know. But that's why I was a little bit confused, because I was, like... Why would it be per capita as opposed to...
Because they're doing it wrong on
purpose. When they say family, they're saying per capita. Like, that doesn't...
Yeah. And then also, like, the fact that, like, the more kids you have, like, the richer you'd be when, like, actually, like, realistically, I feel like families that have a lot of kids are probably not doing as well.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Like... Just, like, from, like, just in general, like, maybe not now, because I feel like most families now only have one, two, or three kids, but, like, like, my mom's, like, there were people that lived at the end of her street with 13 kids, like, and that kind of stuff didn't happen to, like, super wealthy families, or maybe it did, I don't know, maybe it's just, like, how I perceive things.
No, I agree with you, like, if you have more people to feed, then there'll be less money in the house.
And it also means that, like, you're, like the mother isn't working, because if she has that many kids,
she's probably
staying home, like, honestly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they probably, like, are doing the hand-me-down thing, because that's ratchet, you know, to be buying that many new clothes. And, like, you know, like, I just, like, you know, like, when you think of, like the woman who lived in a shoe, like, you don't picture them all running around, like, little bow ties, you picture them kind of ratty. Because, like, I don't know.
Okay.
Also, there was the one later when they were like, oh, like, 187 years of publishing went into this book with, like, the little star. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, JK, 187 is just the combined years. That's like saying that, like, oh, like, SLA is like 500 years old because the added ages of everyone in SLA. Like, no.
This person's gone there for 4 years, so it's this person. Let's add it all up.
That's so foolish to me. Like, wow.
And people actually believe that.
And, like, they were able to do that.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to chapter 10.
All right.
This final chapter, which is chapter 10, is how to talk back to a statistic. How to respond to deceiving.
I feel like this is mostly about, like, I think it really sums up the whole book, kind of, and how, in a sense, like, everything is kind of misleading, and is more of an assumption than anything else, and then they're not really taking in, the facts of everything, so it's more like, what are the things that we're missing in these statistics, like, how did these certain kids grow up? How did, what average are you using? Like, all this other stuff that you could be saying, but you aren't because a statistic sounds better if you say this.
And it was it was useful. Like, they gave us those little things so, like, when we're reading the newspaper, we can remember these questions, like, who says so? And they made a good point in that section about how, like when they say this study was done by these people, is that study, like, coming forward and standing behind the work, like, backing it up? Like, are they taking responsibility for what it is? Or are they just kind of like, yeah, it happened? Because, you know, like, if they're going to announce that it's theirs, mm-hmm. then it's going to be more right than if they're just like, someone did this in our name, but, you know, we're not that involved. And then the second question was, how does he know? And that talked about, like, you know, like, the methods that they use, and, like, mm-hmm. does that seem right? And then, like, and the last thing, yeah, exactly, what's missing?
What information is
being yeah, what's hiding behind all those? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they had that cover photo there. Yeah. It's the cover photo.
Yeah.
That they colored his face in the cover. I saw that. I immediately recognized it. I was like, I get it. And I thought that those three questions were, like, pretty good for us to remember. And there were some more questions that they gave us to ask. I think it was, did somebody change the subject? But, I don't know, I feel like that one was really obvious. It didn't strike me as much as the others.
This book, How to Lie with Statistics, has discussed lying with averages, types of deception, semi-attached figures, reticulation, and finally how to deal with all this deceiving information.
And to think before you actually believe a statistic.
And this was Claire Elliott,
Tenzin Ngawang,
Isabella Tonini,
and Kimberly Kayamsella.